Welcome to Psych Pearls podcast by Psychiatric Times. With thoughtful insights into the world of psychiatry, these podcasts provide expert insights, commentaries, clinical pearls, and more on the topics and trends in psychiatry and mental health that are important to you and your practice.
Hello, my name is Amir Nanda, and I am a psychiatrist and a pharmaceutical physician. And today I'm going to be sharing a Psychiatry Times Minute with you. I've been working in research and development for about 20 years, and currently I'm the chief medical officer of Cybin. At Cybin, we are on a mission to develop life-changing psychedelic treatments to improve mental health for patients. Treatment of patients with mental health conditions continues to remain an area of significant unmet need. Available treatment options have limited efficacy, are not effective in everyone, and effects last for a short period of time. These treatments are also associated with side effects that limit the utility and affect compliance. On top of all of this, treatments are only symptomatic and do nothing to address the fundamental issues underlying some of these disabling conditions. Psychedelics in such a situation hold the promise of addressing some of these unmet needs, but more importantly, offer an opportunity to address some maladaptive patterns of cognitive thinking that are at the core of some of these conditions. Psychedelic treatments are often provided in the form of psychedelic-assisted psychotherapy, where the ingestion of a psychedelic places the brain circuitry in a state where patients are able to change their maladaptive patterns of thinking. And this is with the assistance of their therapist or guide. This form of treatment is not something new. And ritualistic use of psychedelics has been going on for over 2,000 years. And while a significant amount of psychedelic-assisted psychotherapy work took place in the 50s and in the 60s, the war on drugs, unfortunately, led to scheduling of the psychedelics, effectively stopping all research with these drugs. In recent years, though, there has been a resurgence in the research on psychedelics that comes off the back of some incredible results from trials that have been conducted in patients with depression, anxiety, and PTSD. Traditionally speaking, we have modest effects of drugs such as antidepressants with effect sizes around 0.2 or 0.3. But what we've seen in studies of psychedelics is that this improvement is very huge. And effect sizes in studies of psychedelics are in excess of 2.5, something that's never been seen before in psychiatry. This has led to what we now call the psychedelic renaissance, with a dramatic increase in research in academia and with pharmaceutical companies developing psychedelics. And this has not really happened anytime before. It is this regulated research that will lead to approval of psychedelics as therapeutics and ultimately lead to descheduling of these drugs and make them accessible to people that need them most. But drug development is not an easy thing to do. I can tell you about this. I've been doing this for 20 years. This is a process that is highly regulated and takes about 10 to 12 years and costs about billions of dollars for any molecule that comes into the clinic. This is also a very risky process, with only about 15% of the drugs that enter phase one of development for a mental health condition getting approved as medicines. The process starts with tens of thousands of candidate drugs, but results in only a handful of viable candidates. These are taken through studies in animals and in the lab to establish whether they are reasonably safe to be taken into humans. And it is only then they are administered to a small group of healthy volunteers. Next come studies in patients. These drugs are then evaluated in patients, in about hundreds to thousands of patients, to establish safety and efficacy. Only when a drug has gone through this rigorous process of development will it be approved as a medicine or as a therapeutic by regulators such as the FDA. The gold standard for clinical trials is a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled study. But how can you blind investigators or patients? By definition, psychedelics induce non-ordinary states of consciousness, and these states cannot really be concealed easily. Then there's the question of whether these will be standalone treatments, or do we need to wean off patients of their ongoing treatments like SSRIs? Will these be one and done, or will several treatment sessions be needed? These are some of the key questions. And there are others like, can psychedelics work without therapy? The answer is probably that some sort of psychological support is required for people to navigate and integrate the psychedelic experience and experience its therapeutic benefits. At Psybin, we are tackling some of these issues. Our novel therapeutics address some of the key formulation and stability issues with naturally occurring psychedelics using our proprietary drug discovery platforms and novel formulation approaches. We've developed synthetic analogs of naturally occurring psychedelics. We have actually also developed our own psychotherapy platform called Embark. This is a transdiagnostic, transdrug model of psychedelic assisted psychotherapy and therapist training. Using this approach, we intend to harmonize the psychotherapeutic element across our drug development programs. We are incredibly excited about our projects, and while the task of bringing psychedelics as therapeutics into the clinic is challenging, it will be worthwhile and certainly result in a paradigm shift in the treatment of patients who are suffering from disabling mental health conditions. Thank you for listening.